Archbishop, this name-calling and insulting seems to be a feature of Ghanaian public life, which is... But sometimes one would hope that when things come out, people would comment on that. The comment made by my opponent, Achim Sakawa people, I've not heard any public figure in this country, independent yourselves or anybody, comment on it. It's completely unacceptable. If I was to get up to make a comment about Northerners or Gunchas, you could imagine the uproar that would be in the country. Presidential candidate, a former president of Ghana, you can call a group of Ghanaians, Sakawa people, and it involves the group for which the sitting president comes, and that comment goes without, that statement goes without comment. And at the same time, we hear these statements. Let's all try and bring the politics of insults to an end, etc., etc. Occasions are given where specific comments can be made. Nothing happens. And then it's lost. It's lost in the generalities. We need to focus on this matter in an even-handed way. I get the impression that because of the unfortunate, in some ways, authoritarian origins of our state in its era, where it was considered dangerous to criticize government, the pendulum has now swung the other way, where government is the only group you can criticize. If you criticize government, no matter what you say, it's legitimate. If government was to respond, that's somehow illegitimate. Media freedom is interpreted as meaning the freedom to criticize others, but you can't criticize the press if, for instance, they step out of bounds or they conduct themselves in an irresponsible manner. So all of this, I'm trying to say that there's a package that we all have to look at dispassionately and act on issues when they occur. I'm very, very disturbed by this remark that the former President Mahama made about Achim people as Sakawa people. And up till today, I have not heard any senior citizen of this country, lay, religious, civil society organization, public think tank, reprimand him for that statement. What can be the basis of such a remark? It's a public act that you have a problem with, fair enough. But that the people who are doing it are given this ethnic branding, it cannot be right. That's the kind of language that we don't want in our politics. So I am 100% on the same wavelength as you as to the kind of politics that will make sense in our. But I'm very keen also, Archbishop, that when things happen, we deal with each matter on its merits. Don't worry ourselves whether the person is government or opposition or this or that, or whether they are of political persuasion you find. If what they have said is unacceptable, it should be pointed out that it is unacceptable. It goes for me. President opens his mouth and says something which is unacceptable, he should be reprimanded. And in the same way, opposition politicians, people in the public space who comment, if they conduct themselves by their utterances in an unacceptable manner, they should be brought to book. They should be reprimanded. So that we all know that the goal that we're seeking is one about a sanitized public space where debate issues are the ones that dominate our public life.